Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, and welcome back to the Motivation Spark. Today, we're diving into something seriously powerful. Building your emotional intelligence. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show, leaving you feeling overwhelmed or stuck? You know that feeling when you snap at someone when you're stressed, or maybe let a fear hold you back from pursuing something amazing? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We have the power to change all that. Emotional intelligence isn't some mystical superpower, it's a skill you can develop like any other. Think of it as your emotional muscle. The more you train it, the stronger it gets. And trust me, having strong emotional muscles makes a world of difference in your relationships, your career, and even your overall happiness. So, what are some practical ways to flex those emotional muscles? First up, self-awareness. This is all about tuning into your own emotions. What triggers you? What makes you feel joy, excitement, or maybe even a little bit of dread? Pay attention to the physical sensations that accompany your emotions, the tightness in your chest when you're anxious, the butterflies when you're nervous, or the warmth that spreads through you when you're happy. By becoming aware of these signals, you can start to understand your emotional landscape better. Think of it like learning a new language. The more you practice, the easier it becomes to understand and communicate. Next, self-regulation. This is where things get really interesting. Once you know what triggers your emotions, how do you handle them? Do you let them take control, or can you consciously choose how to respond? Learning to manage your emotions is that self-regulation in action. It's about taking a deep breath when you feel overwhelmed, reframing a negative thought into a positive one, or simply stepping away from a situation that's causing stress. Remember, it's not about suppressing your emotions, it's about acknowledging them, understanding them, and then choosing how to respond in a healthy way. Now, let's talk about empathy. This is all about stepping into someone else's shoes and trying to understand their perspective. It's about listening actively, asking questions, and really trying to see the world from their point of view. Building empathy takes practice, but it can be incredibly rewarding. When you can truly connect with others on an emotional level, your relationships deepen and you create a sense of genuine understanding. Social skills are another key component of emotional intelligence. This is where communication comes in, being able to express yourself clearly and confidently while also being a good listener. It's about building rapport, resolving conflicts effectively, and navigating social situations with grace and ease. Finally, motivation. Emotional intelligence isn't just about understanding your emotions, it's also about using them to fuel your goals and aspirations. Think of it this way. When you're feeling motivated and inspired, you're more likely to take action and achieve your dreams. So, how do you cultivate that motivation? By setting realistic goals, celebrating your successes, and surrounding yourself with positive people who support your journey. Let me tell you a quick story about this. Remember that time I was terrified to speak at that conference? You know, the one where my voice cracked halfway through. Yeah, not my proudest moment. But guess what? I learned from it. I realized I needed to work on my self-regulation calmness nerves before the big event. So, I started practicing mindfulness techniques, visualizing success, and even doing some deep breathing exercises right before taking the stage. The result? The next time I spoke at a conference, I was confident and engaging. See, it's all about practice and persistence. So, what are you waiting for? Start flexing those emotional muscles today. Take a moment to reflect on your emotions, set some goals, and start practicing empathy in your daily interactions. Remember, building emotional intelligence is an ongoing journey. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep striving to become the best version of yourself. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little motivation spark. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.